news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Week two of the public hearings in the impeachment inquiry kicked off Tuesday with testimony from Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who serves as the Director for European Affairs for the National Security Council, and Jennifer Williams, a top aide to Vice President Pence. Both were listening in on that July 25th phone call between the presidents of the U.S. and Ukraine. Vindman, a Purple Heart recipient who emigrated to the U.S. as a toddler when his parents escaped from the former Soviet Union, was under attack by Republicans on the panel who questioned his character and allegiance to the U.S. and was even blasted by the official White House Twitter account. Vindman held his own, as evidenced by this exchange with Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney.
To a July 10th meeting in the White House where you heard Ambassador Sondland raise investigations, conditioning a White House meeting on that, investigations that you thought were unduly political. I believe that's how you described them. And you went to the NSC Council and you reported it, right?
Correct.
And then later, you too were on the White House call, am I right? You heard it with your own ears.
Correct.
Not secondhand, not from somebody else, not hearsay, right?
Correct.
You heard the president's voice on the call.
I did.
And you heard him raise that subject again that Ambassador Sondland had raised before about investigating the Bidens, right?
I did.
And I want to ask you, when you heard him say that, what was the first thought that went through your mind?
Frankly, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. It was probably an element of shock that maybe in certain regards, my worst fear of how our Ukraine policy could play out was playing out. Now this was likely to have significant implications for U.S. national security.
And you went immediately and you reported it, didn't you?
I did.
Why?
Because that was my duty.
You still have your opening statement handy?
I do.
Could you read the last paragraph for me again, and the second to last one?
I think my dad would appreciate this one too. Dad, my sitting here today in the U.S. Capitol talking to our elected officials is proof that you made the right decision 40 years ago to leave the Soviet Union and come here to the United States of America in search of a better life for our family. Do not worry, I'll be fine for telling the truth.
You realize when you came forward out of sense of duty that you were putting yourself in direct opposition to the most powerful person in the world. Do you realize that, sir?
I knew I was assuming a lot of risk.
And I'm struck by that phrase, do not worry. And he would have worried if you were putting yourself up against the President of the United States. Is that right?
He deeply worried about it because in his context, there was the ultimate risk.
And why do you have confidence that you can do that and tell your dad not to worry?
Congressman, because this is America. This is the country I've served and defended, that all my brothers have served, and here, right matters.
Thank you, sir. Yield back.
Yeah, that was spontaneous applause that busted out in a congressional hearing. Go figure. The afternoon session brought testimony from two witnesses requested by the Republicans. Kurt Volker, the former special envoy to Ukraine, who had to revise his original testimony after numerous witnesses who came after him contradicted what he said.
In hindsight, I now understand that others saw the idea of investigating possible corruption involving the Ukrainian company Burisma as equivalent to investigating former Vice President Biden. I saw them as very different, the former being appropriate and unremarkable, the latter being unacceptable. In retrospect, I should have seen that connection differently, and had I done so, I would have raised my own objections.
Now, if you thought Tuesday was exhausting, get ready for a marathon Wednesday. Again, there are two hearings scheduled in one day. The morning begins with one sole witness, Gordon Sondland, ambassador to the European Union, whose testimony will likely be the most explosive we'll hear all week. He was one of the so-called three amigos who emerged as the point men on U.S. dealings with Ukraine following the ouster of Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch in May. In the afternoon, it's Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense Laura Cooper and Undersecretary of State David Hale. But wait, there's more. When the hearings end for the day, the debate begins. 10 of the candidates still vying for the Democratic presidential nomination face off in Atlanta in Democratic debate number 5. This one hosted by MSNBC and The Washington Post. For the first time, all the moderators, 4 of them, are women. Andrea Mitchell, Rachel Maddow, Kristen Welker, and Ashley Parker will question the candidates. And then it's another early day on Thursday when two more witnesses come before the House Intelligence Committee in the impeachment inquiry. If you're wondering why we're not seeing any of the major players from the Trump administration testifying, it's called obstruction. Trump issued a directive telling staffers they are not to comply with any congressional subpoenas, citing something that doesn't exist, absolute immunity or some such nonsense. Although House investigators have dropped their attempts to get Mick Mulvaney and John Bolton to testify due to the length of time it would take to get through the courts, a federal judge says she'll rule by Monday whether former White House counsel Don McGahn must testify under subpoena to Congress. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. Please click on that donate page.